What's up, guys? It's C-Money 617.
And your boy, Jake Scally.
Get ready to watch the It's Content podcast.
Tell your fucking mother to watch, too. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm gonna stay
out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. I got my guy C-Money here, man. I want to talk about your content journey. Obviously, you were really popping at one point. You're building your brand back up now. Before we even get into the content, though, I want to hear more about like your early age, like where you grew up, the North End, all that. So, Right. Like, take me back to like the beginning, because I know you said you lived in Italy for a little too.
So yeah, so I was always in the North End my whole life, bro. But from 1 to like 10 years old, I lived all different places. But growing up, my family owned 2 restaurants in the North End, Antico Forno and Terra Mia. So I was always like around the restaurants in the neighborhood. You know, my grandmother lived in the North End. My mother was born in the North End. So I was always there. But I lived in Dorchester for a couple years. Mm. I lived in Saugus for a couple years. I lived in Linfield for a couple years. Then I moved to Italy when I was like 7, 8 for a couple years. But then when I moved back from Italy at like 10, bro, I've been in the North End ever
since. How was it living in Italy? Did you feel like you had like a culture shock living there? Was it like that much different, or what was it like?
Bro, I swear to God, bro, when I moved back from Italy when I was like 10 years old, I forgot English. I didn't even know my ABCs going into 4th grade, bro. I was like,
that's tough.
Yeah, because I spoke English perfect.
So you went to like Italian schools and shit.
Yeah, there. I went to like 3rd grade in Italy. They used to make you wear like this blue gown type dress.
Really?
Bro. It was like, bro, one time, right?
I feel like school in Italy would be like in the middle of like a fucking field somewhere with like a little
just
brick
like a
school
mountain behind it, like a mountain.
All nice,
bro,
little
the nuns
nuns
crack
like,
you there.
Oh, there were nuns. Okay.
What'd you say?
The nuns crack you.
What do you mean they crack you?
Bro, they used to whack me with rulers, bro.
In Italian schools?
Yeah, 20 years ago, bro. They used to hit me with rulers. They used to crack me one time, right?
Usually old people be saying that shit.
One time, bro, I was, you know, I'm a ball breaker, so I was fucking around being the class clown, and the nun, I'll never forget it, bro, she threw like one of those erasers, but like half the size of the phone. She chucked the eraser at me. I ducked and it hit the girl right behind me in the head.
Oh, dead serious,
bro. They were vicious, bro. The nuns in Italy.
I feel like you can get away with shit easily in foreign countries.
Penguin women.
Foreign countries.
Bro,
get away with shit. Do whatever you want.
The nuns are crazy.
Who are you
going to
call? Fucking Ghostbusters? What are you gonna do?
They don't give a fuck over
so
there.
So what's
bro.
Like the so what is it with the nuns? They fuck or no? Like they getting fucked or no?
I always wonder it, dude. I'm like they
but
have
like, what's
to.
The because like listen, I'm not like a religious person. I never was around nuns and
they're
shit.
They're not supposed to.
So they don't bang.
I don't think
right,
so.
Honestly,
but if you're a priest, is it okay to fucking?
I
nun?
Feel like priests are still fucking around nowadays too. Like, come on, are you really? Like,
I think they fuck the
God?
Nuns. That's like the you confide in that person because they're under the same shit as you.
I don't know what
I feel like.
They
yo,
do.
We're in
like,
it together. We're going to hell together.
I got my, you know, I got baptized. I got my communion. Like I'm Catholic, but I'm not really a religious type.
I'm the
of
same
person,
way,
bro.
I got confirmed everything, bro. But I don't like go
like,
to
I
church
go,
and shit.
Like I'll go to church if it's someone's funeral.
For sure.
But like
for
I
sure.
don't go to like I'm like I never read the Bible. I'm just not a religious person.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
like
yeah.
I just let it be.
I
bro.
Hear the food in Italy is like fresh though. Is that true? Like
the,
it's
bro,
like the it's like actually like good. Like it's good
bro,
for you.
This is. In Italy, right?
Yeah, Italy.
Like, it's just less stress there, bro. Like, there's like health insurance. Yeah, it doesn't exist. Like, yeah, you make 200K a year, you're paying 800 a month in health insurance. In Italy, it's not like that. Like, everyone gets fucking health care for free. Like, my family doesn't have health insurance.
How are the bro, hospitals and everything? They good?
The hospitals are not as good as here, but, you know, they're decent. It's not a third world country.
Yeah.
So, when I, you know, when you go to Italy, bro, like, my dad, he pays 300 a month for rent, bro, a 3-bedroom house. Like it's cheap shit. There, bro. You go out to eat, pizza's $4, a dish of pasta's $6.
Yeah.
Well, 6 euro, but like right now it's even, bro. Euro and the dollar is like the same exchange rate right now. But it's cheap there, bro. We go out for dinner here, dish of pasta's $32, a pizza's $18.
I could probably make a better dish of pasta at some places I go to too.
But the only thing is
fucking
there,
ragu and rigatoni.
The only thing there is that
the
like,
processed foods though it's not like as many processed
there,
foods there
it's
all
fresh bro,
right
like, there's gardens
like
the
someone
backyard.
Was Nick Verano was telling me he was just there he was saying he's like kid I ate more than I have eaten in a long time and like I didn't gain a pound you know, I feel like I feel fresh like I'm ready to go
right
I eat one like bad that. Meal here I'm out for the fucking count
bro, over
yeah,
there
facts,
they have chickens right in the back bro it's fresh chicken
just
fresh
pick one and
just fucking
yeah,
chop
fucking
cut
they really do bro
just cook it
but it's just like I don't know, Italian is just...
So tell me about when you came back from Italy. So you came back at what age? 4th grade?
So
like,
I came
what,
back
10?
Like 9 and a half years old, yeah. Let's say, right? I came back from Italy and just running around in the streets, bro. I was always in the North End, and like people already knew me from when I was younger because I was in the North End every day.
C. Monet,
that's it. And then
you went to the Elliott, right? You
said I went to the Elliott School when I was. Yeah.
That's like in the heart of the North End, right? It's like right in the North End.
Right on Charter Street, yeah.
Yeah. And bro, they fucking, because you said to me earlier, it starts at like 9 a.m., but you were still late to school and shit.
Bro, it started at like 9:15 a.m. to school, and I was late every fucking day. Like, I don't know. I just love to sleep, bro. I'm the type of kid, I can get 10 hours of sleep a night.
Charlestown High started at 8 o'clock. I lived 4 blocks away, bro. I shit you not, I was late every single day. I think I was there like 9, 10 o'clock.
How were you in school? Were you like a good student, or how did you feel like you were in school?
I keep saying honestly. I don't know why, but yeah, I'm saying honestly a lot today.
Just being honest.
I'm an honest guy. I used to get good grades, bro.
Yeah.
I would do my homework. I love reading. Like, I read a lot. Like, I read every day, bro. Like, even if it's 10 pages, I spend 20 minutes a day reading.
So, any like books and novels like that you read like that?
So, right now, I'm reading this book. It's called The Rational Meal.
Wait, you for like a reader? Like, you're not busting balls?
Not hours, but I read every day, bro. Even if it's for 20 minutes, I read.
I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, bro.
It's supposed to be really good for you.
It helps your brain.
It is good. Of course, it's good.
How much I learn, bro, from reading, bro? It teaches you a lot. Yeah. So, I'm reading this book right now. It's called The Rational Meal.
Yeah.
And it's just, I got it off Amazon for like $20, but it's just like, it teaches you about like how like guys operate, like the brain and people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the brain and how it works and how people think and stuff like that.
Psychology stuff.
Yeah. I'm just reading it, bro. I just like to learn a lot.
Yeah. Of course. Did you go to high school in the North End?
I went to Eastie High.
Oh, shit.
Your neighborhood, bro. I went to East Boston. I
went there one day and I was like, I'm out. Couldn't take the train ride, bro. Because I had to go from C-Town.
How did you get there every day?
So I would walk to Maverick. I would walk to Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
One stop to Maverick, and then there would be like the school bus to bring you up to the school.
Up the fucking Eagle Hill.
It'd be like up to Eagle Hill, bro. It'd be like a half hour ride.
Yeah. How did you like Eastie? You know Albano.
I know Albano.
The goat Albano.
That's my guy. He passed away, right?
Yeah. Fucking probably my junior year. I want to say. Yeah, oh no, my freshman year. Sorry, like 2015. Yeah.
So I know Albano. He was cool. I remember I was 14 years old in freshman year of high school, and there was a lot of thugs, bro. I was a little nervous. I'm like, yo, what the hell? I'm a little Italian kid from the North End. Bro,
we had to go through fucking metal detectors. We had school police. Like, a lot of schools don't have that. That's not normal. Like, that's not normal. It's fucking drug sniffing dogs in there sometimes.
I was like, what is this? And I'm like, you know, there's all different gangs and stuff. And I was like, what? Is this prison or school?
Yeah, right. But you said you were talking to Albano about, you said like you
so
were 14.
I said, so what'd you say to him? Listen, I'm like, buddy, I'm 14. I'm a white Italian kid from the North End. Everyone else here is like a gangbanger and they're nuts, like, and there's like older than me, like, well, I'm nervous, what do I do? He's like, all these gangs here, they're one gang and they're my gang, they won't bother you, don't worry about nothing. I'm like, all right, whatever.
This old guy's fucking
so
nuts.
I'm like, this fucking guy. So then, like, you know, freshman year, like, I was just getting used to it. Like, I'm like, all right, whatever, like, this is cool, no one's bothering me, they all do their own thing. And then sophomore year, bro, I just got cool with everyone. Like, I had a bunch of people from Eastie who are older.
You know, Carlo Irano.
Shout
out B-Lo.
I remember, like, you know, Danny Ballantyne. Then there was a couple of Charlestown kids, like Joey Upton, Sean O'Halloran. Like, all those kids, like, they used to look out for me. And they were like, yo, like, you're mad cool. Like, come and sit with us at the lunch table. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Eastie kids, like, you know, Matt Grillo, Justin Pecora. Like, all these kids, mm-hmm. they were, like, showing me mad love. And I used to sit with them. And then, you know, a couple of the boys from Dorchester, Roxbury, who used to come to the school. Like, I would just sit with everyone at lunch.
So were you the only North End kid there?
I was the only, like, the freshman year, I was the only North End kid
there. I was going to say, because I don't really remember many North End kids there besides Richie Perez. He was there.
Yeah, younger than me.
Yeah, he was older. He was like a senior when I was a freshman or something. But besides him, I can't think of any other North End kids.
So like the kid James Perez, bro, he was there. Like he came like a year after me. But when I was there freshman year, there was no North End kids there. I was the only one.
It's funny because people are going to listen to this podcast. They don't know any of these names. It's just like, this is just like a typical Boston conversation. Oh, you know, Richie. Oh, no, my guy, Donnie. No, you know.
And then like, you know, then I got, when I was 15 years old, now like I started to, you know, when I was 15 years old, I started to get cool with everyone.
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, listen, like, you know, then I at the lunchroom, we were all hanging out. Like, I was just cool with everyone. Because, you know, now I'm older, bro. It was like a year and a half later.
You start hustling.
I started selling weed, bro, yeah. When I was like 15, usually
the process, what happens.
I was like, yo, like, I have to make money, bro. Like, so I started selling weed at 15. And then, you know, I started seeing some money. So after Christmas break, when I was 15, my birthday's in April. So mm-hmm. Sophomore year, Christmas break, I was 15 years old.
Yep, about to turn 16.
I was about to turn 16 in the spring, bro. I dropped out of high school when I was 15, bro. Like after Christmas break, like January, February. Like wow. I was like,
why'd you do it? Just because the money you were making?
Bro, I was making money with weed and I just fucking hated like school, bro. So yeah. I used to sneak out the back door like every other day. Like, and I was just like, what am I going here for?
Right. It's like, I'm just showing up here just to leave at 9 a.m. every day. Like, how was your reaction from your family when that happened? Like, what were you feeling?
So, like, my family was like, yo, listen, that's not, you know, they were obviously pissed, bro.
We come from old school Italian household.
Like, they started to see me, bro. Like, the spring of 16, I bought my first motorcycle. Like, where's this kid coming up with 6K cash, bro? At fucking, you know.
How much was your first motorcycle?
It was, like, what, after, like, taxes and the title. It cost, like, $6,000. It was a 2005 Gixxer 600.
And you were how old, 16?
I was 15 when I bought it, bro. I couldn't even ride it until
how
I was
16. How much money did you think you were making that year at 16 years old, if you were to take a wild guess?
Honestly, I was selling weed, like, making, I would say, probably, like 1,000 a week, bro. I was chilling. I wasn't
solid
like
solid for a 16-year-old.
Yeah. But at that time, I was chilling. I was probably making like 1,000 to 1,500 a week, like low key, bro. I wasn't forcing it. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, things started trickling down and it got like bigger. And then I was 16 and I was like, all right, so what am I doing now? Then I started selling coke, bro. Yeah. And then that's when shit went downhill, bro. Like, this dude that was supposed to be close to me, like, set me up, bro.
Really?
Damn. Yeah. And he was older. I was like 17 at the time when I got caught with selling coke. He was like fucking 35, bro. He was double my age. Shit.
Yeah.
And he just snitched me out, bro. Ratted me out, fucking set me up, like became a confidential informant.
It's a stool pigeon.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's tough, bro.
That's 10 years ago, bro. Like, I hate even thinking about it because I changed my whole life after that. But I've been through some shit, bro.
It's good to look back on it, though, because you see how far you've come from that. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you don't want to think back on it every day. But at the same time, it's just like, damn, like, I really, you turn your life around.
So, you know, when I was 17, bro, they had, they locked me up, bro. So I was, came out on bail. And for like 2.5 years, I was fighting this case, bro. And they just, you know. It was a bad time, bro, because they were like, you're going to do 2.5 to 5 years, bro, in Salt Bay. Like, I was ready to go away, bro. I'll never forget, like.
Did they bail you right out, though?
I got bailed out. My aunt bailed me out. It was only $1,000 bail, bro, because that was my first offense. I was 17. But, you know, I was scared. I was young, bro. But I'm just like, whatever happens, happens. I put myself in the situation. Like, if I have to go away, I'm just going to have to go away.
You're going to lay in it.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to fucking rat anyone out. Or, like, I don't do that shit, bro. Like, if I have to go do time, it's my decision. Like, I have to go, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was ready. I'm like, fuck, bro. I'm like, I have to go to Salt Bay for 2.5 years, bro. Like, this sucks. So like, my lawyer kept helping me fight it, bro. And he's like, you know, anyways, I ended up with like a couple years probation and then they put mad stipulations on me. So when my house got raided and they like arrested me, they took mad money away from me, bro.
Damn.
There was like over like 30,000, bro.
Damn.
So get his evidence.
They just held. Fuck, they kept that. I never got the money back.
They went to the strip club that night.
Yeah, and then
they had a ball.
And then so they were like giving me mad stipulations, bro. They were like, you know, probation for this many years, you know. They were like, you have to get your GED or go back to college, take classes. They said you have to do community service. They said like there was a bunch of stuff where I had to do. So I had to do all this stuff.
Were you making videos in the midst of all this? Like,
not at this time. So I'm getting to that.
Yeah, my bad. I was just asking.
They were like, you know, community service. Bro, I was a teenager. I was all fucking lost in life. I was fucking, I was an idiot, bro, at that age.
It's a tough age, bro.
You know, you don't know what the fuck, bro. You just.
You think you know everything. You think you know everything.
When I look back at it, bro, I'm like, I was an idiot. Like, who the fuck? Like, but you know, whatever. I wanted money and I wanted more than $1,000 a week. So I moved on to other shit.
Graduated.
It didn't even work out because they take everything from you in the long run bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was dumb. I had all the money in the house. They took all that shit, whatever. So afterwards, when I moved, I was still in the same house, but they said you have to get a job. That was a part of the stipulation. They were like, you know, you have to do community service, you have to do probation, you have to get your GED, you have to get a job. Like, mm-hmm. So they kept giving me all these things to do. So I don't forget, I got a job at the Golden Goose in the North End. You remember I told you about it?
Yeah, the Golden Goose, yeah.
So I started.
Tell the people what it is for those who
don't
know.
So the Golden Goose, it's a little supermarket in the neighborhood I grew up in the North End.
Yep.
So I was 17.
What were you bagging?
They started me off in the kitchen downstairs at $10 an hour, bro. This was like 12 years ago. Crazy. Started me at $10 an hour while I was like prepping, cutting vegetables. Cause you know, I always knew how to cook. Like yeah, it's in yeah, my yeah. family of to course. Like for restaurants and stuff. So I was like, let me just work here. 7 to 3 every day, out at 3.
Yep.
Cutting vegetables, grilling chicken, you know, frying cutlets, shit like that. So one day I was on Hanover Street. I'll never forget this, bro. Oh, I want to get to the point. I want to get to how they started calling me C-Money too.
Okay.
So my name in Italian and it's Simone. Like people call me Simone. That's not how you say my name. In Italy, it's Simone. Simone.
Yeah, I call you Simone.
So the S-I in Italian is always C.
Yep.
E in Italian is always, you know, Simone. So A. E is A. A, S-I is C.
Yeah.
So, you know, C-Money, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you say C-Money, so, it's better for pronunciation.
Yeah, I'll never
too.
Forget. I was at the Nazaro Center in the neighborhood, my community center, like where, you know, play basketball, the gym, whatever. So my boy, Mike Martinetti, we were like 12 years old, bro. He was like, he was calling me Simone or something. I'm like, bro, it's Simone. And he's like, it's C-Money. I'm like, I like that.
How old are you?
I would say 12, 13.
Damn.
So he was like, it's C-Money. I'm like, yo, that was 15 years ago. I'm like, C-Money. I'm like, C-Money, bro. I'm like, C-Money. So he gave me that name. So one day when I was like 18 years old, I was on Hanover. I was 17 years old. After work, I was working at the Golden Goose. I was on Hanover Street. My boy, BJ.
This is after everything went down.
This was after I was on probation, like fighting the case, doing the right thing. I was selling drugs. Yep. I don't want to sell drugs no more. Like it's not worth it. So I was working, doing the right thing. I got my GED. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing the community service thing. I did community service. I was working at the Golden Goose. And after work one day, I went to go get I like the chai teas, bro. Yeah. You know, the chai tea lattes.
Yes.
So I was at the cafe.
I love the tie.
So I was at the, and that's how you say tie in Italian. Cravatta.
Cravatta.
Yeah, cravatta. So I was at the little sport on Hanover Street and my boy BJ walked up. He's like, you know, he's a little older than me, but we've been riding motorcycles together for years. He's like the only kid from the neighborhood that grew up with that rode motorcycles.
For sure.
And he collects sneakers. We're just mad cool. So he's like, did you see the Boston Bike Life kids? I'm like, what are you talking about? This was like 11 years ago. He pulls out his phone. He pulls up the Instagram app and he's showing me these kids in the hood, like in Roxbury, Mattapan, like up and down Dorchester, up and down.
Popping wheelies and shit.
Yeah, but like they had ATVs and quads and dirt bikes.
They ride everything.
There was
bro.
Like 30 of them, bro. I'm like, yo, what is that? I'm like, what is this app? He's like, it's Instagram, bro.
That's funny.
I'm like, Instagram. So I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, download it right now. He was like, it's a new thing. He said, you can see people do skits. You know, you can see people.
It's a new thing. Imagine
I'm like,
that, bro.
I downloaded it. I was 17. It was like 11 years ago.
Yeah. So I was 13.
13.
Crazy, right?
Came out like
13 or 12. 12 or 13. So that makes sense. Yeah.
It was like 11 years ago.
So wait, but Vine was going on at the same time.
I never did Vine.
You never did Vine.
Did you?
Right? So Vine was a little before Instagram. It might have been around the same time.
It was around the same time.
Vine was popping around like, I want to say my seventh, like eighth grade, ninth grade, maybe then it shut down.
I feel like it was like 2014.
So like when I was like 15, you might have been like 19, 20. But go ahead. So continue your story, my bad.
So he's like, yo, look at these kids. They're doing comedy videos. So I'm like, oh, cool.
So we'll call it Instagram about 2012, 2013, that around
2012.
That area. 2012.
Yeah, I was 17.
Back
I was
when
born
the fucking
95.
Logo was all old and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like,
pictures usually.
You couldn't put more than 15 second videos.
Yep,
there was no such thing as stories.
Yep.
No. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? So I downloaded the app. So I started following the Bike Life kids and I seen kids in New York doing tricks. Like I'm a big Bike Life guy, bro.
Were you
like,
C-Money 617 from the start?
Yeah, from
you
the
never
start,
changed your username?
Bro, I never changed it.
It's funny.
So I was at work one day. Mm-hmm. I was the same thing. It was like 11 years ago. And I saw the kid Fatboy SSC. You guys know who he is?
Fat Boy. Supposed to know Fat Boy.
So yeah, you know, we talked about him before. SSC, yeah. So I seen his videos and he had like 50K followers. And I was like, oh shit, he's lit. I have 400 followers.
He's lit.
I'm like, he's lit. So I'm like, you know, I started watching his videos. I'm like, yo, this dude's funny.
Yeah.
So then, you know, then I seen him like the next week, he had 60K.
Damn.
The next, a month later, he had 100K. I'm like, yo, bro, I want to do what he does. he was an inspiration to me, bro. I was like, I want to do what this guy does on here. I want to get famous because people started talking about him. I was walking around downtown. They were like, yo, look at Fat Boy's new video. I'm like, oh, people really know this kid. Yeah. So I'm like, I want to start doing comedy videos. So I started doing them at work, breaking the guy's balls at work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was this one Haitian dude, looked like Eddie Murphy, bro.
Yep.
I was 17. He was like fucking 40, 50 years old, bro. He was like 50 years old. And he was a Haitian dude. His name was Decesius.
Decesius.
That's a crazy name.
So one of the guys that I used to work with was like, this fucking guy moves so slow like a turtle. Let's just call him Deceased. Deceased. I'm like, yo, you know what? So I pulled up my phone. I started doing my Snapchat's popping too, bro. Like if I put up a Snapchat, I get like 3-4K views. Yeah, like my Snapchat back then, I don't use it anymore. Yeah, but like I had a lot of people on Snapchat, like as I was building up my Instagram. So I'm like, yo, Deceased. I was breaking the guy's balls on Instagram. So I would just post videos at work, like breaking the chef's balls, but breaking the cook's balls. Let me ask
you, do you remember your first viral video, like the first video that really like kind of set you off?
Yeah, bro. So I ended up doing my own videos. Like I was getting myself 10,000 views, 20,000 views, and then I got Fat Boy's attention.
How'd you get his attention?
Through one of his boys. No, so Fat Boy put up like a story saying, call this number, you can FaceTime on me. Mm. So I saw the number, I called, and it was one of his boys, the kid Fresh. They're all from New Jersey, like, you know, they're all from New Jersey. So I called the number and I'm like, yo, is Fat Boy there? Let me go. They were like, no, that was a couple hours ago. You're late. You know what I'm saying? We already left. And I'm like, bro, I would love for you guys like to come to Boston, do a video with you. So Fat Boy came to Boston for an appearance. Like he was getting paid because he was rapping at the time. So I met up with them, bro.
Do you remember
where it was?
Fat Boy, I met up with him. I picked him up at the hotel in the suburbs and I brought him to the North End for dinner. He had at that point when I met him, 500,000 followers.
Where did y'all throw? You guys did a video and he came. We all like throwing money in the Cambridgeside Galleria, right?
No, he wasn't. I was doing my other boy, Kevin, for that video. But the first viral video was the one I do with Fat Boy.
The elevator.
That one was it, bro.
The escalator, I mean.
Yeah. So we were, I'm like, let's do a quick video.
You're fat.
So I was like, yo, Fat Boy, get on the escalator. You gotta get that video. I'm gonna stop it. And I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna be like, yo, you're fat, you need a walk. So we did that video, bro. He put it on his page. It got like a million something views.
Went crazy.
World Star reposted it. It got like a couple million views.
But how was working with him though? Since like you guys can still keep in contact now, but like you were closer then. Like
I haven't really talked to him like in the past couple of years because like he got married, he has a couple kids now. He moved to the West Coast. So like he really doesn't like do videos anymore. I think he makes a lot of money like with his music and
the weed thing, the lung smacker.
Well, like when you know when we do videos, it's kind of like collaborative, like, oh, you give an idea, I give an idea. How was it working with him? Was he kind of like sold on only what he wanted to do, or did you give him like was he cool with like collaborating on things?
No, I came up with the escalator video.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing like 3 or 4 videos together like afterwards. So we became like, you know, we became friendly. Every time he would come to Boston, I would do a video with him. I remember Marco Luisi, you guys know Mark Lewis.
Yeah.
He was hosting an event at a club in Providence, and I told Marco, this was like 8 years ago. Marco, let's go down to Providence and see Fat Boy. He's like, I got you. I didn't have a car at the time. So Marco was around. I was doing some videos with him.
He helps out, bro. He's a good dude for that.
So yeah, Marco, bro, he used to be around a lot when we used to do videos. So he took me to Providence to do a video with Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Same thing, bro. Every time I did like 4 videos with Fat Boy, every time on World Star, bro, World Star. And World Star had like, you know, 20 million followers, bro. Every video would get millions.
World Star is literally quoted in movies, TV show. Like it's a World Star
culture.
Is like,
huge part of pop culture.
Yeah, bro. So people always ask me like, how'd you get all these followers? And I'll be like, yo, most of them, like before, like I started doing the Italian skits, like a lot of people in Italy follow me. It was World Star, bro. I was on there like 8 times. Every video, millions of views.
How do you get on there? How does it work?
So it started with the Fat Boy.
Did they just repost it?
They used to repost it like all the time with Fat Boy. And then like you know, when I did the videos, I don't know if you know the little kid, the Dominican dude, Pio.
Pio La Distingancia.
I was doing hit with the, you know, doing videos with him, and he's lit with the Dominican community. That's big, World Star, bro. Complex. Like I've been on the Shade Room before, and those pages are huge, bro. And every time they share you, it's millions, bro. It's not going to get like 100K, bro. It's going to get like 1.7, 3.2 million, bro.
Yeah.
That's big because you're hitting so many different demographics. Like the Shade Room's like what would you say? Like black community. And then you get the Dominican community and the kid, Fat
fat boy, got like the black community, you got the Italian community.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why it's so good to and collaborate. And have
that page, you know, Hoodville, Daquan, all those pages, those bro. Pages. They're huge, bro. Like every video, millions.
Hood clips, you know, hood clips. Exactly.
Hood clips, bro. So I just, you know, dope, you know, those guys helped me out a lot, bro. I'm not going to lie. Fat Boy and Pio, like, bro, they were viral every video. So they helped
you,
me a lot,
when you
bro.
Were working with them, like, do you think you grew a lot from collaborating with them or majority from doing your own organic content on your own?
I would say half and half, bro. Half and half. Dead serious. They helped me a lot, bro.
Yeah, that's dope.
I would not like.
How did you get into like doing the prank style stuff that you would do?
So the prank stuff, bro. Then I kept watching like, you know, people. Like I kept following people. Now, like I have 30K followers, 40K followers. And I was like watching other people. And honestly, bro, I always try to do my own thing. But I would like. You know, I would take someone's idea, bro. Everything on social media has already been done, bro. That's
social media.
Everything on social media has already been done.
I do it. So I do it. Everyone does it.
There was this kid, Funniest in Philly. I don't know if you ever seen it.
Maybe. I don't know. Like maybe I've seen his name.
Like, you know, it would be me and you, like, faking a fight. He would slap his friend's hand, but everyone behind them would think it's really a fight. So I would take his idea. I would take his idea, and I would just do my own shit.
Merge it together.
I'm like, you know what? I like his style. You know, Haha Davis.
Yep. Yes.
You know, I am Desi Banks. Like, all these kids, bro. I'm like, I like his idea. I like his idea.
That's the way to do it, bro. You take someone's idea. Don't copy it word for word. Just put your own spin on it. That's social media in general, bro.
And then
there's only so many original ideas you can come up with.
And then the same thing with like, you guys know Kush Poppy, right?
Yeah.
So like me and him were really cool, bro. Like we used to talk every day, bro, like over FaceTime and help each other with ideas. We both had 33K at one point. I remember we were both stuck there at 33K.
When was this? Like what year do you think this is?
This was, I would say this was 2018.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it was like five years ago. Yep.
Shit.
Maybe 6 years ago. 2017, maybe. So we both had 33K, bro. We used to talk all the time.
I feel like this is when, and I'll let you continue, but this, I just want to chime in because this is around the time, like, I think I found you was like my, I want to say, honestly, maybe earlier, maybe even like 2016. Because I remember like in high school, like we used to watch your videos all the time. That's but continue. I was just thinking about that.
You used to always be on my feed, dude.
So, Kush Poppy, I don't hold anything against anyone. I'm cool with everyone. I wish them all the best. But I remember him and I were really cool. We used to talk all the time, bro. And he used to say, listen, whoever makes it first, let's help each other out. Mm-hmm. Like if you get millions of followers, you know, back me up. If I get millions of followers, I'll back you up. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And one time he hit me up. He was like, yo, I got the world star plug. And I'm like, yeah, this kid's full of shit. I'm like, no way. Bro, the next day he was on World Star. And he started with those car rant videos. Like, get the fuck out. You know his videos?
Yeah. So he knew someone that would just post him on there?
Yeah, bro. He must have got in touch with, you know, the dude Pete. Yeah. Pete World Star. Yeah, I told you to follow him too. Yeah. But Pete helped me out too, bro. They all helped me out. But Kush Poppy, he kept saying to me, he was like, yo, I'm going to take you with me if I get bigger than you first. And he was like, you do the same. He was like, if you blow up before me, he said, you know, help me out too. And I'm like, of course, bro. If I say something, I'm gonna do it, bro. Course, if I'm gonna say I'm gonna, like, I don't forget shit, bro.
Yeah.
Even if I had 30 million followers, I would still be here. I don't give a fuck, right? So this kid started getting on Worldstar every week, and they post him like 20, 30 times, bro. And he ended up in the millions, bro. And you know, he kind of forgot about me, bro. Like he did it. He stopped answering DMs.
When did you feel like it kind of, you got distant with him?
Like a year later.
Like so when he was growing, were you still talking to him? Like were you still as close? So did you feel like as he grew, he kind of distanced himself?
No, as he grew, bro, he like stopped answering DMs and stuff, bro.
Damn, that sucks. I think he's funny. I like his shit. Facts. I think a main thing in Clinton when Clinton Sparks was on here recently, he was talking about it, but the main thing is that people's emotions and egos get big and they want to compete. And I'm not saying this happened with Kush Poppy. I don't even know Kush Poppy. I think he's fucking hilarious. But I'm just saying in general, any influencer or fucking personality, people feel like they're competing with each other when it's like in reality, we should all really just be fucking collaborating and helping each other.
Bro, why are we all competing?
All working together.
There's so much money in the world, bro. No one's going to take your money away from you. Like that's
everyone's going
like,
to eat.
And you're like Matt Humble, bro. You got almost 2 million followers. You still treat someone with 8,000 followers the same way, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's never,
in New
never
York,
like
it's
that.
The same thing, bro.
Yeah.
You know, let's say Kujin has 1.2 million followers. He's going to do a video with,
like,
you
JoJo Scala.
Yeah, Scalata, exactly. Yeah. Or like someone like, you know, Little Mo, he's going to do a video with bro, they just stick together in New York. No, they don't care if you have 2 million followers or 100K followers. They're going to do videos with each other. They help each other out.
It's like the
and here universe. It's starting to get like that with us too. Like we're going to help each other out. But like if Jake wants to do a video of me just because he has 8,000 followers, I don't care, bro. I need people for videos. I'm not going to like, I don't want to shine for myself. Like I'll give it out too.
People going to realize too, like even though we're all making videos in the same city and shit, like his 8,000 might be, there might be 5,000 or maybe 8,000 that don't even follow me.
Exactly.
That could help out. You know what I mean? Like bro, people rarely take these numbers for granted. Like that's a lot of people. 8,000 people's a lot
right. Like people like I don't like some people are like, oh, you were getting 1 million views before, 500,000 views before. Now you only get 20,000 views, and I'm like, but you only get 200 views, and 20,000 views is the god and sold out. Crazy, what do you mean only 20K? Yes.
Bro, it's like you what? Just can't, you can't even.
Bro, 20K is a lot.
It's like Fenway Park.
He made there was another good point Clinton made too. We were talking about this will actually help. He was like, if you're in a football game and your goal is to get to the end zone, you're running with the ball, are you going to stop every time someone calls you a prick from the crowd or fucking talk shit? Exactly. No, you got to keep going to your goal. That's what I. That's how I look at it now and after that point.
And when I was with you down the feast, like I was with him and Marco and we were down the feast and you seen it when we're all out, you know, mostly, you know, way more people know you than us. But there was a bunch of people that were coming up to me that don't know you guys, or a bunch of people that were going up to Marco that don't even know us.
Of course.
So it's good to all work together, bro.
Everybody
like,
drives in a different crowd.
What did I tell you, bro, that night? I was like,
yeah,
I was like, bro, nothing would make me happier than like if we all were getting recognized as a group rather than just myself or just yourself or just yourself. Like if we can get recognized as a group, it's like, you know, we go from just being individuals to like a fucking boss stool. You know what I mean? Obviously, that's a broad example. Empire. But that's my goal right now is because I'm starting to realize too that like me especially, like being one of the bigger influences here, you guys have an influence here, Chad have an influence here, all these people, it's on us to build the group. Like there's no one gonna come and do it for us. Like if we wanna do it, it's on us to do it now. Right. So that's kind of what I've been thinking about recently, and I wanna put together like a plan to bring a group together. You know what I mean? No, not everyone has to be best friends, but as long as we're all working together and promoting each other, bro, the sky's the limit.
There's two things I wanted to bring up that like I don't understand like with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in Italy, when I start speaking Italian, if I do a little video, like even on TikTok, bro, like I had a couple pages, one with 50K, one with 30K. I kept losing my pages because of my stupid pranks. I had to start over. Now I have 27K on my TikTok.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know, a lot of my followers are in Italy, a lot of my followers are in America, right? But there's something about when I speak Italian, because I have a little bit of an accent, because I'm American, bro. Like, I don't speak 100% like them, but I'm like 90% like them. Yeah. Like, you know, I speak really good, bro.
People
like,
think it's hilarious.
Over there, they go crazy. Yeah. So if I do a skit on TikTok, it'll get fucking, in English, it'll get 5,000 views. If I do something crazy right now in Italian, it'll just go, bro. Dude,
spur something right now.
Like just to see how many views it'll get.
Well, no, I just want to hear you, like, because I've seen your video. Like, bro, you'll be in the North End walking by a car and you're just going crazy.
Oh, he's
like,
calling me right now. My uncle, hold on.
Put on speaker.
Oh, Ozzy.
Oh, io sei facendo.
Niente, sto a Braintree. Stiamo facendo un podcast con un paio di compagni miei.
Che stai facendo?
E tu sai che io sono famoso, Ozzy, no?
How good was that timing?
Yeah, sei famoso, yeah.
Stiamo facendo un podcast with a couple of friends, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Tu ora stai?
Sono su barca.
Stai sempre là, ti chiamo quando me ne vado, fra mezz'ora, ciao.
Ciao.
Bro, how good was that timing, bro? That's so weird.
I know.
How weird is the universe, bro?
This fucking phone does not stop, bro, all day long, dude. Yeah, it's crazy.
Tell me about it, bro. Your line constantly.
People, if I don't answer people like timely, like I don't want people to feel weird. I'm like, I just, if you went on my messages right now, it's just like
he got 30
it's
million.
It's just like, bro,
that's
all
crazy.
From the last week, bro. It's just everywhere.
But it's like, you know, sorry.
What was your question? Go back to your question. So you were saying,
so I was
like,
gonna
why do you get more views that way?
So I was gonna say, like I said, I speak Italian like 90%, but I have a tiny bit of an accent compared to the people in Italy because I was born here. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, I can understand the proper Italian and speak a little bit of it, but I mostly speak the dialect. Like, I grew up,
dialect,
like Campania, bro. My family's from Salerno.
It's
we speak that Neapolitan. It's a slang, bro. Yeah. It would be like, I've said it before in a video, it would be like a hillbilly redneck from Maine talking to some black guy from the Bronx, bro. Like, yeah, it's gonna be different, bro.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
They might not understand each other with some words, right?
That's funny.
So,
well, I'm trying to think to compare it to, like, like, because like you're saying, like the dialect, like it would be like someone talking with a Boston accent, but not completely talking like a Bostonian either, like yeah. using different vocabulary and shit. So I can see how that could be entertaining. Be
like, what the fuck's wrong with this
guy? Know, if you say like, oh, listen, yeah, you got a finner for a sawbuck or a Sino.
Sino.
Like, I don't think someone from Wisconsin is going to know what a Sino or a finner is.
That's
bro.
What that's what people like, though. People
so a finner is 5, a sawbuck's 10.
And a C-note's what?
C-note's a hundo.
Hundo.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay, the point is I wanted to get back to. So you know how I'm cool with Mark Wahlberg now when he posts me and shit, right?
Marky Mark.
So I made a video for him. He put it on his page, bro.
The teddy bear one,
The teddy bear one, bro. It got like 750,000 views on his page.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many followers I got, bro?
How many?
Like 30. All right.
For real? How could you track that, though? You
because I just waited for 24 hours, bro. I was like, I got like 30 or 40 followers. I'm like, yo, people in America, bro, like they'll watch, but like they know who you are. When I go out, everyone knows me, bro. I'm like, you follow me? No. I'm like, what the fuck? If you guys all follow me, I wouldn't be here right now, bro. Yeah. Like I'd be with my boys in LA. I'm like, all right, everyone knows who I am, but no one follows me.
That's actually funny. It is funny how you check people. That's like, do you follow me?
But guess what? These dudes in Italy who follow me, like the big rap stars and singers, like Luque is one of them, Rocco Hunt,
you know, Sferre Basta.
Sferre Basta. He's one of them that doesn't follow me, but he has posted me a couple times.
He
posted me on a story a couple times, bro. His story views, bro, they get like a half a mil, bro. In Italy, they're on their phone.
Let me ask you, when you go to Italy, are you like a fucking rock star? Like a lot of people on your shit?
In the Naples area, bro, like I would say in the Naples, Salerno, Campania area, between the ages of like 18 and 30 year olds, like 80% of them would know me. Like him, bro. Like him here, I would be like that in Campania in Italy.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
You know?
That's lit.
So, I'll never forget. I asked Luque. He's like one of the OG rappers from Naples, bro. He's a beast. He speaks English. Like he was just on the Growing Up Italian podcast. He did like a podcast with him. I said, he has like 1.3 million followers, I think. I'm going to check right now. But I said, yo, you put me on your story 23 hours ago. I'm like, let me see how many views it got. He pulled up his story views and he screenshotted it to me. 183,000 people saw his story.
How many followers you got?
1.3 mil. Guess how many followers I got off that 183,000 views.
What did he do? He just reposted your video?
I reposted the story. The video I did with me going into the store saying, like, looking for him, like, where's Luque? And I threw like a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Bro, he put it on a story, 183,000 followers. I got like 10K followers.
Really?
Yes, bro. In Italy, they show love. Like, if they're watching,
that's very
like, I'm telling you, Wahlberg puts me on his page. I got 30 followers with a million views. Someone in Italy,
yeah,
who just puts me on a story, bro. It, people like they go nuts over there, bro.
I thought when Wahlberg put you up, you were gonna get some. So, I
me
mean,
too,
I,
bro. Because
I'm not naive though. I've been in this game for a while, like 3 years now. I know, like when you repost something or like a celebrity posts you, it's like you're not gonna blow the fuck up, but
bro,
you're gonna get at least a significant amount of followers. Right. But the fact that you only got 30 to 40 followers, off
right? And there's a million people watching.
Almost a million people that watch. That's pretty crazy.
And then like another time, I'll never forget.
Did he tag you?
Bro, he's showing me mad love. He's put me on a story.
You were on a story, dude. And everything.
Yo, bro,
too,
Wahlberg put. He has 25 million followers. He put me on his story 8 times in the past 2 months. Yeah, like every week he's throwing me up. He helps me out. But people here, you know, his story probably gets a few hundred K views, bro. They don't follow here, bro.
Yeah, people hate us here.
During the pandemic, bro, there was this kid from Naples, bro. He was on live. There was 1.3K. He had like 200K followers. There was 1,300 people watching, bro. I got into the live for 3 minutes. Guess how many followers I got when I left? Because I went in. It was at like 90,000.3. Guess how many followers out of the 1,300 follow me off 3 minutes on the live?
How many?
1,300, bro.
Holy shit.
Before I went into the live, it said 90.1. I went in, I came out, it was 91.4. I was like, bro, there's like solid. Italy, they go nuts. They love it.
Yeah. Nah, that's interesting, bro.
That would never happen here, bro.
I've never experienced doing any other countries or anything
like
that.
Yeah, bro. If you speak that language and they think you're funny, bro, I'm telling you, it's nuts, bro. Like a lot of my followers over there, bro. A lot of people know me here, but a lot of people don't fucking follow me here, bro.
It's like that with actors. Like there's certain actors, like they'll be huge like in other countries. And then like in America, like they are American, but they won't be as big. Like they go over there. It's like fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. Bro. I was just looking at my demographics and my biggest demographic right now is New York. Chicago, Houston, Dallas. I think like LA is up there too. But like Boston wasn't even in the top five. I'm like, damn, that's pretty crazy. Cause I get recognized like pretty good hair, but like,
yeah,
but the thing about New York though, and LA is so big, bro. I mean, I don't know about LA. I know New York's fucking huge though. So New York can just be like,
New York, New York City.
Dope. Cause it's such a small city, bro. So yeah, like,
bro, Boston has 600,000 for the population. New York City's 8 mil, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So New York's lit.
Crazy difference.
I want to get back on the topic of the content though. So when so you were doing videos with Fat Boy. So what was your peak? Like, what did you get up to? Like, when do you feel like the peak of your, I guess, like content career has been so far?
So I was doing the videos in English. I had like 300 good videos from when, like, you know, 16, 17 that I all erased. Cause this is what happened, bro. I got in a relationship in 2017 and I was just like, fuck social media, like it ain't making me money. I was stuck at like 30k followers, so I was gonna sell my page, bro. Someone was gonna buy my page. They were like, I'll give you 10k for your page, and I was about to sell it, bro.
Solid.
At 30k followers, I was like, yeah, I'll sell it, give me 10k. So I erased all the videos. It took me like 3 days to erase every message in there.
Were you really about to sell your page?
My friend, yeah, I had 30k at the time. He never bought it. So then I took a break for like 2 years. I was like, fuck social media. I was in a relationship. Then after I broke up with my girl, and then during the pandemic, I started going hot again. But I said, let me try something different.
I think that's around the time you reached out to me, no? Because that's when I was starting too.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? I'm doing Italian, bro. And it just went crazy, bro.
Like, switching to the Italian.
What I started doing was I started looking after like the rappers, bro. I was like, I want to get cool with the rappers. I'm like,
I remember the 50 Cent video you did.
Oh, the 50 Cent one. Yeah. Like the book. I was like, yo, you know what? Let me just go looking for people. I'm like, I want to get their attention. I want to see if I could do it.
So it's pretty easy now with social media.
Bro, I got everybody's attention in Italy, bro. Every single big name over there, they all follow me, like 90% of them, and they all reposted me. So, yo, can I get a water, bro? You can grab me that water now, bro, please.
I'll take one too.
Appreciate you, fam. So I was like, you know what? Let me hit the Italian scene. So they started reposting me and following me. And I'm like, yo, people in Italy show love, bro. And then, you know, you helped me out on TikTok. You know, a couple of my videos with him got 1 million on TikTok. Like, people know me here, bro. Like,
so this is what I wanted to come back to, too, was like, bro, when I was, grab the water. Justino, we'll take the water, brother.
Justino. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, my brother.
What I was
come on from the freezer?
Oh, you want the one from the freezer?
Yeah, bro, I need cold water. Give me the cold water, please.
The cold water.
One cold water bottle.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now, but she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo, got a Betty on Cape Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whole gang in steakhouse food. Get the check, I ain't checking.